Death and destruction lie open before the Lord,
how much more the hearts of men?
All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure and right. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable, how much more so when brought with evil intent? A scoundrel and villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart, he always stirs up dissension. Therefore disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. He who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. He who winks with his eye is plotting perversity. He who purses his lips is bent on evil. It's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about his purchase. Do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about
the cost.
Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments. Like a coating of glaze over earthenware are fervent lips with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart he harbors deceit. Though his speech is charming, do not believe him, for seven abominations fill his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, a man avoids evil. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but a faithful man, who can find? Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. Do not gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. A kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. A righteous man cares for the needs of his animal, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. The wicked man craves evil, his neighbor gets no mercy from him. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it, and you will vomit. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and he will hate you. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. One man pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. The Lord tears down the proud man's house, but he keeps the widow's boundaries intact. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, how much worse for a slave to rule over princes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked are sin. The proud and arrogant man, Mocker is his name, he behaves with overweening pride. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. It is not good to eat too much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but man is tested by the praise he receives. A man's pride brings him low, but a man of lowly spirit gains honor. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future hope, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper.